Hello, beautiful ladies. This is Dr. Emily Kybird with Thyroid Strong Podcast. This is the last podcast of 2025, and this is the podcast for women with Hashimoto's who want to get stronger, feel better in their body, get their energy back, feel like themselves again. And what if this year, for 2026, instead of setting another goal that you potentially abandoned by February, you changed who you believe you are? Here's the issue. Most women with Hashimoto's already know a little bit of what to do, especially if weight loss is their goal. They know to not overeat, to hit their protein targets, to work out. We do not need more goals. We need new standards. So today I want to talk about why goals or goal setting can potentially fail us, make us feel a lot of shame, a lot of blame, like, oh, I didn't hit my goal. I need to work harder. I need to get up earlier. I need to do it better. So there's a lot of blame in that process, and why instead of creating goals, we create standards for ourselves, because standards stick. So we're going to talk about why goals fail, why standards stick, and how this actually changes your body down to a cellular level. If you don't know who I am, and you're like, hey, 2025, last episode of the year. I'm a chiropractor of 20 years. I've coached thousands of women on how to lose weight and get their energy back with Hashimoto's. I myself was diagnosed with Hashimoto's back in 2017. 12 months later, put myself in remission and have stayed in remission ever since. And the women that I work with, the ones who are successful, the ones who get results, don't rely on motivation. And I'll talk about why motivation is not the driving factor in making change in our body. The women who got results, they lost weight, they got their energy back, they didn't take 2 p.m. naps anymore. They changed their identity and they changed their standards for themselves. I want to talk about why goals can fail women with Hashimoto's. Goals are outcome-based. Oftentimes, we lean into motivation to hit our goals. And motivation fluctuates, especially with Hashimoto's. Motivation fluctuates with the quality of our sleep, our blood sugar regulation, our hormones, and stress. And women with Hashimoto's do not necessarily respond well to push harder energy. If you want a prime example of this, the last episode with my client Selena, she actually needed to do less to lose the 10 pounds. She was already doing too much, burning the candle at both ends. So if you want a in real time example of that, go listen to the last episode. So goals rely on willpower. Standards rely on identity. So here's an example of a goal. I want to lose 15 pounds. Okay. A lot of women with Hashimoto's come to me with this request. Setting a standard for yourself gets you to that goal without motivation. It gets you to that goal with momentum. So when we set a standard, a non-negotiable, this is who I am, and a full-on identity shift, to get you to that goal of losing 15 pounds, the standard is, I am someone who strength trains 3 times a week, and it's a non-negotiable. When we relate this to physiology, when we're setting goals, this can drive stress, chronic stress, like, oh, I didn't meet my goal, I'm not doing enough. I see this all the time in the type A go-getter, perfectionist women. I'm one of those women, slowly unraveling that in myself. And chronic stress and perfectionism creates cortisol spikes. High cortisol is not an issue. Low cortisol is not the issue. It's cortisol that is out of rhythm. And the natural rhythm of cortisol is it starts high in the morning, it spikes 30 minutes after we wake, and then it goes down as the day goes on. So for chronic stress, I often see that cortisol will start low when it should be high, and then it stays high all day. When it should be decreasing. Think of cortisol like the sun. It decreases as the day goes on, so that melatonin, it's yin to the cortisol yang, starts to come up, and melatonin is like the moon and puts us down to bed. So this chronic stress of, oh, I didn't hit my goal, I need more motivation, that shame and blame cycle, along with a little sprinkle of type A perfectionism, can spike cortisol. And goals often increase this idea of like all or nothing thinking, whereas standards, really stepping into this identity of like, who do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How do I want to move through the world as a human being on this planet with one beautiful life? We get one life. standards create this nervous system safety, and it takes out that rumination. It takes out the hemming and hawing of, did I do it? Did I not do it? Oh, I'm going to beat myself up, even though I don't want to, and I know it's not healthy, but I'm going to do it anyway. So goals increases all or nothing thinking. Standards create this nervous system safety. If you just show up, you do the do, you do it without rumination, you do it with emotional neutrality, and you do it again and again consistently, you will see change in your body. I've seen it time and time again, not only in myself, but in the clients I work with one-on-one. Standards ask us to step into an identity shift. So let's talk about this in a simple way. Every habit sends a signal to the body. Repeated behaviors, things we do time and time again, like I work out, I lift weights 3 times a week, that signals to our cells, whether it's you're lifting weights and you're secreting myokines, which are signals released from the cells that can regulate hormones that happen when we flex a muscle. They are endocrine regulators, hormone regulators, which can then shift gene expression. So when we are setting a standard for ourselves, when we are stepping into an identity of who I want to be in this world, the body adapts to what it experiences consistently. So when you live by standards that you set for yourself, your body stops waiting for motivation and starts trusting you. Consistency can lower inflammatory signaling, that cortisol spike. Predictability in our habits, because we are stepping into an identity of, we'll just take this example, I am someone who lifts weights 3 times a week. This can help improve cortisol rhythm, can help improve blood sugar. When cortisol is improved, when we are lifting weights consistently, thyroid hormone conversion improves from the inactive T4 to the active T3. And then your cells respond to reliability, not necessarily intensity of like, go hard, go hard, go hard. Oh, it's mid-February, burnt out. A woman who lifts 3 times a week for 20 years looks different than someone who does a 30-day shred once a year, right? So consistency sends a signal to our cells to respond from a place of reliability, not necessarily crazy intensity and then burnout. Perfectionist women. All right. I like to use a 5-3-1 principle from Keller Williams. I'm going to frame it for health. He frames it for business. Step one is the 1-3-5, is to create an identity anchor. So think about something that I want to anchor into that will shift my identity of who I am becoming and how I move through the world. I ask yourself, who is the woman you are becoming this year? Here's some examples. I am a woman who trains for strength. I am a woman who protects her energy. I am a woman who eats to support my thyroid. Just an important note. This is not aspirational. This is not like, one day I will become the woman who protects her energy. This is declarative. Like, I am a woman who protects my energy. Anything that feels negative or does not align or crosses an energetic boundary, it could even be, I put everyone else first before I put myself first. That is not protecting your energy. So protecting your energy could be then, I'm someone who puts myself first. I do that to fill my own cup first before I fill everyone else's cup. That is a woman who protects her energy. So create one and just write it down, something that is declarative that relates to who am I becoming this year? Who is the woman from an identity perspective? Think of this as an identity anchor, something you can anchor into when you might feel like you've lost your way, to who you are becoming this year. Okay, so number two in the 1-3-5, you're going to set 3 non-negotiable standards for yourself. These are daily or weekly behaviors. They are not goals. They are not wishes. They are things you do even on the bad days. So I'll give you an example for myself and all the women that are thyroid strong women in my thyroid strong functional medicine program. The 3 non-negotiable standards: I strength train 3 times a week. I hit 30 grams of protein minimum at every meal. And I walk daily. I try to hit 8 to 10,000 steps, but I get a daily walk, even if it's 10 minutes. When we set standards versus goals, standards don't ask you how you feel. I'll say that again. Standards do not ask how you feel. They ask who you are. So standards do not ask how you feel. They ask who you are. So just take a moment. You're going to write 3 either daily or weekly behaviors that are non-negotiables. And as you do these consistently, you will start to feel better. As you do these consistently, you will feel a shift. As you do these consistently, you will physically see a shift. So standards do not ask how you feel, they ask who you are. All right. So that's the three and the 1, 3, 5. Number 5 is supporting actions. So these support the standards. They are not necessarily identity defining. So these support the standards. They aren't identity defining. Number 1 is the identity anchor. We're just going to review. So I'm a woman who protects my energy. You write 3 non-negotiables for those standards. Okay, to protect my energy, I am going to strength train 3 times a week because I know that gives me energy. I'm going to hit 30 grams of protein every meal minimum because that helps me with my energy. And I'm going to walk daily. And these are my non-negotiables. If my kids want to walk with me, they can. If my kids are also going to get on board, they're going to eat protein with me. They're not going to eat cereal while I eat protein. Okay? So 3 weekly or daily behaviors that are non-negotiable standards. So number 5 are the supporting actions. These support the standards. They are not necessarily identity defining. Examples of how I protect my energy that are supporting actions. What is my bedtime routine? I put myself to bed at a certain time. What are the supplements I take to protect my energy? Is it L-theanine at night so that I can go to bed and wind down, or something like cortisol manager if my cortisol is spiking at night? Is it taking berberine to help regulate my blood sugar so that my energy is stable and steady? Is it getting morning sunlight the first 30 minutes of the day to regulate my cortisol? Is it planning my workouts or bringing someone on board like myself to plan your workouts for you so that you can take the guess out of it? Is it doing meal prep on Sundays and Wednesdays like I do? If these 5 fall apart, these 5 supporting actions, the 3 stay intact. So how this looks in real life, let me give you a real client example. So many women feel like they're constantly starting over. Maybe it's the beginning of the year, beginning of the month, beginning of the week. Every Monday falls apart by Tuesday. These women are waiting for motivation. You might be one of these women. You're waiting to get motivated. Well, motivation is fleeting. It is like trying to get water from a dry well. So instead of leaning into motivation, we lean into momentum. Momentum is doing a little bit, 1% better every single day, sticking to those 3 non-negotiable standards that we set for ourselves consistently over time. We do not wait for motivation. A lot of women do, because when we lean into motivation and we are constantly starting over, these women are often overtraining, which can lead to burnout. If your goal was, I'm going to protect my energy is so important to be a mom, to run a business, to move through the world, to cook and clean and run the house, to be present with my kids, what are the 3 standards I need to protect my energy? An example is, I train 3 times a week no matter what. If I don't train, I get tired, and that does not protect my energy. I might change the volume. So on days that I'm more tired, I might change the volume. I might do less reps, but the same amount of sets, but maybe just with a little heavier weight. I will stay consistent. And what happens when we do this is a very simple example. Weight comes off, sleep is better, energy is calmer, more steady. And here's the thing, from a nervous system perspective, the body changes when it feels safe enough to adapt through consistency. How are you going to apply this today? Let me give you another example, client example. So this is Mary Beth. Mary Beth is 68 years old. She hasn't lost weight in 10 years when she came to me. She's 177. She was doing a lot of the things already. She was going to Pilates. She was getting walks. She was not eating enough protein. So we upped her protein. We changed how she was moving her body. So we started lifting weights. She also had non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. She had type 2 diabetes. She had been on metformin, tirzepatide, which is a GLP-1, which helps regulate your blood sugar. Her glucose, when she would wake up, would be like 180. And so the shifts that we made from a lifestyle perspective were eating more protein, changing her caloric input, changing the timing of her carbs, getting her strength training 3 times a week, looking at root causes. There were some nutrient deficiencies, so we addressed those. She had a couple parasites, and we addressed those. right now. We've been working together for 6 months. She started at 177. She has now lost weight as a 68-year-old for 10 years, a decade, despite being on metformin. Some weight came off with tirzepatide, maybe like 177 to 174. Right now, she's 163. And she chose an identity. She's like, I want to be strong as I go into this season of life. I'm going to eat more protein, 30 grams minimum per meal. I'm going to lift weights. I'm going to be under the guidance of Dr. Emily Kybird because I trust her and I feel confident she's going to help me. And I'm going to hit 10,000 steps a day. So what did she do? She meal prepped. She found proteins that she liked. She found protein powders that she liked. She lifted weights. She got a barbell because the kettlebells that she was deadlifting were not heavy enough. So now she's deadlifting 110 with a barbell and plates. She's hitting her steps. And one of her girlfriends was like, oh my God, Mary Beth, you look amazing. I didn't even recognize you. So this is not about perfection. It's about trusting your body and creating consistency. Here's your action steps. Write one identity statement. I am someone in 2026 who wants to become the woman who protects her energy, the woman who strength trains 3 times a week because I want to lose 15 pounds. Then around that identity statement, you're going to create 3 standards. I'm going to start my day with protein. I'm going to get the sun on my face the first 30 minutes of my day. I'm going to lift 3 times a week because I know the more muscle I have, the more mitochondria I have. And the more mitochondria I have, the more energy I have. And then you're going to pick 5 supporting actions. And even if the 5 supporting actions fall apart every week, you still have your 3 standards. And you're going to ask yourself weekly, did I live by my standards? This is not about perfection, ladies. It's about trust. You do not need new goals for 2026. The goal you've had is probably the same goal you've had the past like decade. You need a new standard for how you treat yourself and who you are becoming. If you want help building your standards that actually work for your thyroid and your Hashimoto's, I'm going to drop a link in the show notes. It is my Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine Program. It's what Selena went through. It's what Mary Beth went through. If you're ready to stop starting over again and again, every Monday, every month, every week, every year, this is the work we do inside my coaching program. We work together for 6 months. Weight will come off. Your body will change. Your energy will stabilize. You will not crash at 2 p.m. Life will be different. And there are plenty of podcast testimonials in here. It's not only working on the basics, like how you're eating, how you're moving your body, how you're sleeping, nervous system regulation, because as a mom, and I know, kids are uber dysregulating from when they're babies and they're crying, and you're like, why are you crying? I don't know why. To, I have a 9-year-old now and a 6-year-old, and it's mommy, 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 mommy. Nervous system regulation, that's the foundation. That's the 4 corners of the house. Eating, working out, sleep, nervous system regulation. And then we pair that with root cause. What's going on in your gut? What's going on from an environmental load perspective? Parasites, mold exposure, heavy metals, pesticides, hormone regulation. That is what's inside the Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine Program. Strong women, the women who do the best in Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine, they do not wait for motivation. They live by standards. All right, ladies, happy 2025. We got a couple days left. I'm heading to Aspen today. And when I get there, we're driving. There's a gym. Purposefully booked a condo that has a 19,000 square foot gym, right? That was a choice versus, oh, I don't have any weights I can't get my workout in. I am literally going to hit that gym every single day for the next week. It is Capricorn season. I'm a Capricorn. Sun, moon, I think my rising Leo. I used to think I was a triple Capricorn. Set those standards for yourself for 2026. If you need help on executing them, if you need help getting to your root cause, check out Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine. I am here. 2026 is going to be the best year ever. Turning 45. All right, ladies, I will see you next week.